Hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Gimmick Minute Wrestling Podcast. This is the edition I am the most excited about because it is the Royal Rumble show. I love the Royal Rumble. It's my favorite pay-per-view every year. So we're definitely going to talk mostly about the Royal Rumble. So AEW fans, if you tune in to listen to us talk a lot about anything about AEW, this is not going to be the episode to you. It's going to be very WWE heavy. So definitely stay tuned. If you want to join in on the conversation, I posted actually a tweet on X earlier at Live Your Gimmick. That's the at symbol followed by LiveYourGimmick. And on that, you can answer who you think is going to win the men's and women's Rumble and who you think will be a surprise entrant in both. We've only got one response so far. So if you have the time, pull up X, go find it. It would help if my one co-host liked or retweeted it, or if the other co-host actually had X to like and retweet it, but neither do. So speaking of those co-hosts, I got Riley, I got Kevin. Hello, gentlemen. How are we doing today? What's going on?
Oh, not much. I know this show is going to be mostly heavy into the Royal Rumble, but I wanted to bring up, and I know we talked a little bit off air about the accusation stuff today, and now I wasn't going to bring it up, but I was like, piss on it, let's talk about it.
So we're going to kick off the show. We were talking, well, maybe we'll talk about it at the end, because it's going to be Royal Rumble, but Kevin just kind of just fucking threw a monkey wrench in the entire thing. He's like, we're going to kick it off right off the bat, talking about Vince McMahon shitting on people. All right, go ahead,
Kevin. And I'm here, too.
All right, Riley, what's up, buddy?
Did that go over your head?
It went over his head, but I got it.
What?
I said, piss on it, let's talk about
piss on it.
The dog out, I said to Riley, I said, I've got a good way to open the show. I just hope, Jason, and I'm not going to say that, Jason, hey, let me take the lead. But I was like, okay, I got to wait for the opportunity to cut in. So.
Yeah, all right. So, Riley, you don't really know any of this, right? You don't know what's happening, what's going on.
Just the brief stuff that you guys randomly said before we started.
Okay. Now, did you know about how Vince McMahon took a back seat? I think it was over a year ago when he got in trouble for, I guess he was allegedly paying people off with company funds instead of out of his own account. So that's kind of what started this whole process with him. And then there was accusations of some sexual misconduct. But this goes kind of beyond what those accusations are. So this is actually the United States District Court of Connecticut. This was filed in the courts from the plaintiff is Janelle Grant, where she basically kind of paints a story where she was really down on her luck. She didn't know what to do. Her parents had passed away, who she was a caregiver for. And then somebody that she knew basically recommended that, apparently had a relationship with Vince McMahon, called him and said, hey, do you have a job for this girl? She really could use it. And then from there, he kind of began to groom her a little bit. And, they kind of talk a little bit about how he would, he would say to keep their closeness a secret, and he would call her over for meetings and then answer the door in his underwear, and then he would get touchy feely. And then, soon after, she got the job, or the job was predicated on them having a sexual relationship, which is one thing. So, she had an entry level position, then she kind of moved up the ranks, and then, he also kind of forced her into a relationship with John Laurinaitis, who's also a defendant on this lawsuit. And so basically what she says is that it was understood that McMahon expected the physical relationship to continue as a part of her employment. And she had no idea how sordid it would become, nor how the psychological torture and physical violence would leave her feeling helpless, isolated, and trapped. In March 2020, McMahon began sharing sexually explicit photographs and videos of Mrs. Grant, including pornographic content he recorded, with other men both inside and outside the company, including members of the television production tech team, executives, producers, and world-famous athlete and former UFC heavyweight champion with whom the WWE was actively trying to sign to a new contract and ultimately did, in parentheses, alleging that they're talking about Brock Lesnar, be my guess, right? Given McMahon's opponent position, she was the coercion, inherently depraved sexual demand, specifically while McMahon was CEO of WWE and Mrs. Grant was employed in entry-level coordinator legal department, McMahon recruited individuals to have sexual relations with her, and two of them directed Mrs. Grant to visit defendant Laurinaitis prior to the start of workdays for sexual encounters, and expected and directed Miss Grant to engage in sexual activity at WWE headquarters during working hours. He wanted her to keep it secret. A lot of that subject to degradation. One example.
So I guess, so supposedly he made her sign a no, like a NDA.
Yeah, that was a whole NDA, and that's what started the NDA conversation way back when. Where,
but you apparently know, she hasn't gotten any money, so she's coming out and looking for more money.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, he promised her payments, and the payments stopped, and then she decided to file this lawsuit. So this is one example of McMahon's extreme depravity. On May 9th, 2020, he defecated on Miss Grant during a threesome and then commanded her to continue pleasuring his friend, in parentheses, with feces in her hair and running down her back. While McMahon went to the bathroom to shower off, upon his return from the bathroom, McMahon and his friend actively resumed the threesome, which lasted an hour and a half while Mrs. Grant remained covered in Mr. McMahon's filth. When McMahon's friend left, McMahon ordered her to stay and continue sexually gratifying him. I've never seen like a deposition like this, so maybe somebody like made this whole thing up. I really don't know, but you know, this was on NoDQ.com, and you know, this was like the scanned in. So maybe somebody like really took the time to like write all this out, but I don't know. I doubt it.
Oh man.
But he would like call her bitch, and you know, but then say that he loved her and different things like that. Like that's all kind of throughout this entire thing. I mean, if this is all true, I mean, his time with TKO has to be done. I know he's barely hanging on as it is right now, but I can't imagine that they're going to want him to still be a part of the board of directors going forward if all of this is – all of what is alleged here is true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely a lot. And you know, and you can read it. Like, there's – like, it's online, so if you want to – read the entire deposition you can, but it's, I mean, it's, or accusations, I guess you can, but it's pretty interesting what all they have on here. And, yeah, I mean, it's, I don't know, man. On one hand, like you said, maybe she's trying to get more money, and I'm not trying to like victim shame or anything. I'm just trying to be an advocate, you know, but maybe she did go through all this. And if she did, I mean, that's horrific, man. Like, nobody deserves to be treated like that. Nobody. Like, that's ridiculous. It really is. And the other was that, that he and Laurinaitis apparently cornered her in an office behind a locked door and like forced her to basically have sex with both of them at the same time in an office. Like that's ridiculous. And it paints a bad light on WWE because, you know, according to the lawsuit, people knew what was going on and nobody really did anything to help her, which, you know, that's disappointing if there were people that were higher up and they didn't, you know, do anything to kind of make it okay for her. But, you know, it's when the guy who literally runs everything is the one perpetrating all this, it's hard for her to get away from. It's hard for other people to speak out and be a whistleblower. And, you know, I mean, it just creates this power vacuum and dynamic. And unfortunately, a lot of people fall victim to it. And it's just fucked up, really, more than anything. I can't think of any other way to say it.
Yeah, the thing I heard about Lesnar was, like, he demanded, like, her to, like, send a video of her like apparently urinating or something like that, and then like he texts her back calling her a bitch or something. Like,
Yeah, I mean, none of that is in this lawsuit court filing, so I don't know some of that, because that's the problem. Like, these stories come out, and then all of a sudden people take them and make them more than what they really are, and then put it out there on the internet, and then all of a sudden everybody that's searching for information just starts believing everything that they're reading, but they don't know where it's coming from, and it's not necessarily sourced correctly. So I'm what I just read is allegedly the actual court documents that were filed for this lawsuit, and it's a scanned copy of them, something like that. Maybe what I'm reading is not, I don't know, so I don't want to like start or spark anything that's not like out there, but I would definitely encourage people that if you are interested in it, if you do see something that, you know, like what Kevin was just talking about, you know, maybe go back a few steps and like source it to see where it came from before running with it and making it more than what it really is. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, but Riley, what are your thoughts on all this, bud?
Fuck.
No, nothing else has to be said. That's pretty on point.
Yeah, like I almost like was thinking like we were getting to a conversation about this, but like some of the stuff you read I have not heard, so I don't think I really want to talk about it anymore.
Yeah, and I don't, yeah, and that's what I said, like I really didn't want to get too deep into it, because this episode is about the Royal Rumble, and I'm excited for the Royal Rumble. I cannot wait. So that's what I mostly want to talk. It's unfortunate that this came out a couple of days before the Rumble, but that seems to be how these things go, right? Whenever there's a big event that everybody's anticipating, then all of a sudden something, you know, that could distract from it all of a sudden comes out. AEW has had a bad string of luck when it comes to stuff like this, like, you know, stuff taking away from the event. So hopefully that's not the case with the Royal Rumble. You know, but at the same time, for Miss Grant here, like, I really hope that if this is true, she does get, you know, what she deserves, because it sounds like, you know, as a result of these things happening to her, she's really going through it personally. So, you know, I feel for anybody that's a victim of any type of sexual abuse, and you can kind of see how somebody with his power could create some sort of situation like that. So, you know, again, it's all alleged. We don't know if it's true or not, so I don't want to say one way or the other, but I mean, it does sound pretty fucked up. But, oh, yeah. I mean, I'm just, yeah, so, but yeah, man, that's all I gotta say about that. I really don't know how to transition into talking about the Royal Rumble from there. I guess we could go with the other bit of news. Did you guys hear Kevin Patrick was released? They removed him from the SmackDown commentary team, but then
yeah,
he was all outright released as of today.
Yeah, that's weird.
So no more Kevin.
Just out of the blue, huh?
Yeah, just out of the blue. Now I know he had done some European football stuff in the past, like commentary for that, and I guess he's really good at that. The WWE commentary thing just didn't seem like it was really sticking so much.
I was finally starting to get used to him and starting to like him.
Were you?
Yeah.
Well, the other big news too is, how about Raw, everything going to Netflix?
Yeah.
Next year.
Yeah, dude, that is huge. Absolutely huge.
And
it's actually
Rock.
It's, yeah, 2025, so it's starting to be January next year.
So is everything going to be on Netflix?
No, so it's just Monday Night Raw, and then they're also, very similar to their Fox deal, they're going to have exclusive content for Netflix, like exclusive documentaries and things like that. But you also have to think, you know, with Endeavor being, you know, the company, that the parent company being a media company, this could also open up, like, maybe Netflix movies starring WWE superstars as the lead actors in these movies and stuff like that too. I could see a potential world for that as well. It'd be interesting.
Just as long as there's no reboot of the Big Show show.
Oh, you didn't like that show?
No.
It was pretty bad. Did you ever see the Big Show show, Riley?
I did. I enjoyed it.
You did?
I enjoyed it. I like the Big Show.
All right. I mean, it wasn't terrible, I guess. It just like
It wasn't good.
I think my problem with a show like that, and honestly, like anything that's a comedy show that has especially like a laugh track, or even ones that have like the studio audience where it's just like, hey, laugh at this moment or whatever. I struggle with watching those in a binge format. Like if it was just one episode per week, I think I would have enjoyed it a little bit more as opposed to watching multiple episodes in a row, because those multiple episodes in a row, it just all got it just ended up being like one big like laugh track to me, and it just bothered me. Like it got really annoying because they literally hit that laugh track for like every little line. It was like every other line there people were laughing.
I get it.
So
No, you don't have to worry about that anymore because there's no more BS.
yeah, he's not even with WWE, so that's
Yeah.
not gonna be the case.
Pretty sure that's what his shirt says in AEW.
No more BS. Yes,
No BS.
that is what it says. All right. Do you want to say anything about AEW before we get into the Royal Rumble?
Nope, you already said no AEW.
All I mean, I'm fine with that. I just want to make sure you guys were.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'm gonna try to pull up. There's really only four matches that have been announced so far for this show. So, I mean, I guess it would be we would have to try like if we're gonna do like a prediction thing, we're gonna have to add a bunch of like props to it. So, I'm gonna try to come up with a Google Doc real quick. So, Kevin, do you know what the four matches are?
What men's, women's, Fatal Four Way, and Owens and what's his name? Logan Paul.
Logan Paul. Yes, that's correct. Did you see the thing that they did today?
Yeah, at the Performance Center, yeah.
Yeah. Riley, if you didn't see that, they were Logan Paul was in the ring at the Performance Center, like practicing. Kevin Owens had walked by and they were talking shit back and forth, and then Logan threw a bottle of Prime at him, and then KO like attacked him, and they had a pull apart brawl at the Performance Center.
Oh, they'll show that on Friday.
Yeah, I'm sure they will.
Right?
Spoiler. I guess I'm trying to think like this. I don't know about you
I
guys.
mean, if you think about it, four matches is probably going to be plenty because you got to figure each Rumble match is going to be an hour, and then the Fatal Four Way could easily go 30 minutes.
If
Just
not
because
more.
you, if not more, and then this match could go probably 15 minutes at least. You know what I mean? So like, right there, it's 2 hours 45 minutes. With other fillers, you're close to 3 hours.
Yeah. So I don't know about you guys, but I'm starting to get the feeling that it's a possibility that maybe the men's rumble is going to open the show.
Really?
Because I feel like because Roman's on the show, so I feel like he's going to be the main event, right? I feel like the Fatal Four Way is going to close the show, and then maybe, I don't know. I got a couple scenarios that I think could play out, but I have a feeling, I don't know. I just have a feeling that that's going to close the show. So I think the format's going to go the men's rumble, the US Championship match, the women's rumble, then the Fatal Four Way. Like that's how I feel like it's going to go. What do you think about the potential of that?
Yeah, I can see that. So Rumble, US Rumble, Fatal Four Way.
Yeah. And
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah,
I'm sure there'll be
Rumble's
other
good.
stuff. I'm sure there'll be like an R-Truth Judgment Day segment kind of mixed in there somewhere for some levity. Like I'm sure they'll add some stuff in. Maybe there'll even be like a scenario where, some like the Kurt Angle debut or like the Taz debut, like something like that too. Like maybe like Shinsuke comes out and challenges somebody or something like that. Maybe there's some other thing that might happen as well that would.
Oh, it's gonna be Okada.
Well, there's.
Actually, could we talk about that real quick?
Yeah,
So
good.
the supposedly now, I mean, he is 100% leaving New Japan. He had his swan song. He has goodbye, all that. So like, because everybody's talking about, you know, because he's been doing dealings with TNA and stuff or whatever, but that, you know, none of that matters. But supposedly he's like headed to WWE. They said probably NXT, which is everybody's like, you know, I guess some people are upset by it just because he's such a big star or whatever. But like, I mean, whatever. Nakamura was such a huge star in Japan too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the thing. He's a huge star in Japan, and like while he's a big name to like the internet wrestling community, Riley, do you know who Okada is?
Catch
I
good.
do just from AEW.
Okay,
Okay.
so if he hadn't shown up on AEW, you'd probably have no idea who the guy is, right?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
And the AEW audience is like that hardcore wrestling fan audience. So outside of that, not a lot of people know who he is. And the same thing, I didn't know who Shinsuke Nakamura was when he came to WWE. I had no idea.
Oh, I didn't either. Yeah. I mean,
So, you know,
the
you went back and learned a lot about him after the fact, but yeah, I mean, I had
Yeah,
no idea who he was.
when he first came in, I just remember somebody saying, if you don't know who he is, go watch him and AJ from like Wrestle Kingdom 11 or something like that. It fucking tore the house down. Like they went like 45 minutes, but it was like 45 minutes of like nonstop action, which it doesn't happen in that long of a match, and it was freaking amazing. That's why like it was such a disappointment when they had their little bit of a rivalry because their matches were okay, but they weren't like New Japan. But yeah, Katsuyori Okada, like he's definitely, like I said, I mean I mean probably the biggest, one of the biggest Japanese stars ever. He's definitely probably number one star over there. And everybody's kind of like shocked like that he would do this, like, 'cause I think like his wife, I don't know if she owns some kind of like big time business in Japan or something like that too, or something like. So like, why would I don't know, but yeah, that supposedly that's the rumor that which would, I don't care if it's NXT or whatever, that would be a huge get for WWE, like absolute huge get, because Triple H has had his eyes on him for a long, like Triple H has had his eyes on him for a while. It's just a matter of getting him. You know what I mean? So like. So we'll see. I mean, he's not much of a promo guy, but he's still young. I mean, he's still only like 36 years old, which
Yeah,
is funny.
you can put him with a mouthpiece and or you know do something similar to what they do with Shinsuke with the subtitles and stuff like that. I mean, obviously you don't want to do it the exact same way that they're doing it for
No.
him, but yeah, I
But
mean there's
he's such
ways
a big
around
baby.
it.
Yeah, the thing is, like him, he's such a big baby face. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
he's kind of one of those guys, like a Ricky Steamboat. It'd be hard to turn, like, heel.
But you're also introducing him to a brand new audience that really doesn't know much about him, though, either. So.
But I will debate though. Like I, you may be surprised. Like a lot of people may know him more than you think.
Okay.
So, but we'll see.
Yeah. I mean, he could be a surprise entrant in the Rumble, like similar to AJ Styles. I have a
Well,
different
see,
prediction, but we'll get to that.
the only reason I'm saying he won't be is just because he's still contracted till January 31st,
Oh, yeah.
and he has like a no compete.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? Or you know what I mean? Like it depending on the dealings or whatever. So,
That makes sense.
since New Japan has the dealings with TNA, they had the dealings with AEW, but they don't have like dealings with WWE.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see, man. He said one of his career goals is to compete at a WrestleMania, so can't really do that in AEW. So I'll be curious to see what happens. And you know, while Raw has found its home, you know, AEW still has yet to sign a new deal for with WBD, so who knows where their TV licensing is going to be here coming going forward. Hopefully they get it figured
How
out
about,
soon.
I know we didn't want to talk about AEW, but how about even Dave Meltzer came out and said AEW right now reminds him of WCW in 2000
Oh, jeez.
because of how bad their attendance is. Like he said, they're barely getting 2,000 people. He's
Yeah.
like, he's like 3,000, 4,000, that's bad. Like 2,000, that's pretty horrible. So.
Somebody had tweeted, WWE has 2K games, AEW draws 2K crowds.
Oh God. Okay. All right.
I wish I saved that. So, all right. Well, that filibustering gave me enough time to create a spreadsheet. So I'm ready to go. All right. So we'll start off. Let's go with the U.S. Championship match, right? So you got Kevin Owens versus Logan Paul, U.S. Championship match. The rivalry's been built up pretty good. Man, Logan Paul is really embracing that heel role. Kevin Owens is just punching people in the faces. He's got the gimmick broken arm, you know, so he's got the insurmountable odds. So it's an interesting dynamic that they have set up. You know, I personally feel like Logan Paul's run as the U.S. champion is going to come to an end probably more WrestleMania than it is right now at the Royal Rumble. So whether that means he wins or not or gets himself disqualified, I don't know. But I got to feel like he's leaving with the championship, so I'm just going to say Logan Paul for me. But I'm curious what you guys think.
Oh, yeah.
Logan Paul. Yeah.
Okay. I think, isn't Owens, like, pretty hurt, too? Like, legit hurt? Like, doesn't he have, like, knee issues? I thought I heard that.
I haven't heard anything like that, so I really don't know.
Speaking of knee, sorry not to, like, go off subject every time, but, like, you see recent videos of Charlotte Flair in her rehab?
Yes. It's ridiculous.
The shit she is doing, nobody should be doing, like, what, 4 weeks after surgery? Like, as bad as the tears were in her knee. Like, her leg and knee looks completely normal. And, wow.
Yeah. It's incredible, honestly.
Like, but is she overdoing it?
No, I don't know. Like, yeah. she was doing just nice, easy squats, like, 2 weeks after it. Like, yeah. Are you fucking kidding me?
I just don't want her to, like, you know, overdo it, and then she comes back, and then it's, like, 10 times worse.
Well, you know,
it was already bad.
It reminds me of, like, Triple H when he tore his quad, because he, like, you know what I mean? Like, he came back, what, 9 months or something like that? Like, yeah. As bad as he tore his quad, like, they said it's, like, a year or more. And, like, he obviously, I mean, he was on it. He talked about it on his one DVD. Like, he moved to Birmingham and just stayed, like,
yeah.
He's like, there's nothing to do. I have nobody here. So he just was, like, at the facility, like, 3 times a day.
Maybe she's on those Aaron Rodgers stem cells. You know what I mean? Like,
Jesus.
Yeah.
You were out 9 months with a torn quad. I won an Olympic gold medal with a broken freaking neck. What were you doing for the last 9 months while I was defending WWE against WCW? Just sitting at home spinning U2 records.
Yeah. Tore his quad. Big deal. I tear my quads all the time. I tore them this morning. I'm here. I'm hopping around.
I'm fine.
I tore both my quads this morning. I'm here. I'm hopping around. I'm fine. Still one of the best.
Oh, dude, Kurt Angle back then was the fucking man.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And then the other probably predictable match on the card is the Undisputed Universal WWE Championship match. The head of the table, Mr. Roman. Although, it is ironic, though, that The Rock literally sits at the table on the board of directors of WWE.
So that's you know, I'm already just going to say Roman's winning. I'm sure Ryan will say the same thing.
Yeah, me too.
Yep.
Roman must pose.
But is this where we get The Rock coming? Like, if this match main events, okay, then I will predict that The Rock comes out. Doesn't do anything, yeah. No challenge, nothing. He just comes out, and that's how we end the show.
Yeah. I have a feeling that could end up being the case, too. I also have a feeling, so I can also see a scenario, and one of the reasons why I think the men's Rumble is going to go first is because, let's say, hypothetically, Cody wins the men's Royal Rumble, Roman wins the championship, Cody goes out after that match is over and makes his declaration, like, I am facing you, and then The Rock's music hits, and it complicates everything, and that's how the show goes off the air.
That'd be good.
Yeah. You know, because of the whole narrative that's going on right now. Now, CM Punk kind of loosely brought it up, but then he said he was going to be the star that screws it up for him. But, yeah.
Can I say that, you know, those two, Cody and CM Punk, their little back and forth, I really enjoyed that.
It was good.
Yeah. That
we'll get
that,
that
makes me the oh, okay. Fine. We'll, no, we'll, we can... we'll just let Kevin interrupt whenever he wants, but when I do it, we'll wait. No,
no we can talk about it. We can talk about it.
No, I'm good.
It's a good time because we're gonna transfer into talking about the Rumbles anyway, so it's a good time as any to talk about it. So
yeah, go ahead.
No, what about it in particular stood out to you?
I predict Roman Reigns will retain.
Okay. Way to go, Kevin. Way to go.
He didn't have anything. He just wanted to give me shit.
You silenced Riley. All right. All right. Well, do you guys, let's start. How about we start with the Women's Rumble? Okay, so the Women's Rumble has been built up. Now, I like the fact that they're not really advertising a lot of people being in the Rumble. There's maybe like 10 people that they show on the graphic, and everybody else behind them is blurred out. So we do know of a few people that are going to be in it, but the rest of it is kind of a mystery, right? So I have a few different kind of questions I have built up here. But the first one overall, actually, we'll get to that. So let's go with this one. Over under 5 surprise entrants for the Women's Royal Rumble. So when I say surprise entrants, these are people that are either a legend or somebody that's not actually like currently under contract with WWE. So like Sasha Banks would qualify because she's not currently, you know, as we know, under contract with WWE. Or anybody like, you know, Michelle McCool or Lita, Trish. Anybody like that would count because they're under like a Legends deal. They're not a regular part of the show. So I'm putting that over under at 5. I'm thinking now NXT stars. I think NXT stars shouldn't count because they work for WWE. So while, yeah, you know, that's a cool step up for them, I wouldn't count that as a surprise entrant.
I'm going to say a push right at 5.
You're going to say push at 5? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to say over.
You're going to say over? All right. Yeah. I think for the women's, that's a solid. I'm going to go over on that one as well, because they tend to have more in the past. They have, maybe this year will be different because they do have more of a stacked women's roster this year, but I'll say one over for that. Who's going to last the longest in the Women's Rumble? Who's going to be the Iron Woman of the Rumble? Who will be that person that goes the stretch?
This might be my pick for everything, but Mike's gonna be Jade Cargill.
You think she'll last the longest?
Yeah.
All right. And Jade Cargill will also not count as a surprise because we do know she's under contract. Even though she hasn't appeared yet, I think everybody kind of assumed the Royal Rumble would be here for her debut. Okay.
So if she is in the Rumble, I don't know if she'll be the longest, but she'll have the most eliminations.
Oh, I should add most eliminations. Okay.
So I think she'll have the most eliminations. Right. Iron Woman. Oof. That's...
Actually, I must say Jade Cargill for most eliminations, too. That's a good point.
I'm going to say Nia Jax for most eliminations.
Okay.
I think you're going to say the changes are the longest.
I'm going to say my longest is going to be Becky. I think Becky will be in it until the end, but then end up not winning.
I'm going to just say Bianca.
Bianca? Okay. That's a good
one. I can't really think of any.
All right.
Anyone else?
All right. How about a surprise entrant to the Royal Rumble? Who do you think will be the biggest surprise of the Women's Oof. Royal Rumble?
I've got mine.
All right. Go ahead, Riley. Who is it?
I'm going to say AJ Lee.
Ooh, I like that. Okay.
That's good.
That's a really good one. I like that. I like that a lot. I'd pop for that.
I don't know if she's gonna be in it. Like the biggest surprise would be Sasha Banks.
Sasha's mine. I'm going Sasha.
Okay, so if not so I won't go Sasha since you're picking her.
That's why I picked mine, because I figured you guys would pick Sasha.
So
That's solid strategy.
Not to prolong this, but like, not that she would be the biggest surprise, but I think a surprise would be is going to be Mickey James.
Mickey, okay.
Again, just because Nick Aldis is, you know, is there. So,
well, what about?
I'm gonna go. Camille.
Camille.
The former NWA Women's Champion.
Okay. Camille. I don't know how to spell that, so we'll just go.
It's K-A-M-I-L-L-E.
K-A-M-I-L-L-E. Okay. All right. And all right. So I have a bold prediction down, right? So this is kind of like a bold prediction scenario of like something that'll happen during the course of the match, or it could tie into who wins it. So if you'd rather give your winner before, like with the bold prediction, you can, unless you have something kind of outside of it that you want to go with.
Are we going with like a winner and then a wild card winner?
Yeah, you could do that if you wanted to. So if you want to do like who you think, if we want to do a wild card winner instead of a bold prediction, that'd be fine.
Because I don't have like, I don't know, like, this person's going to come out and eliminate this person.
Yeah. No, type, I got it.
Yeah.
I guess
the women's one's tough this year.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I mean? It's really, really tough to pick because it's like, okay, you look at the two champions and it's like who, because I mean, for what, like, but I love to see Jade versus Mommy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's like, I don't know, you know, she's going to be in it or not.
Right. You know what I mean? Yeah. Right. That's what kind of makes it. So Jade would be my wild card winner. Like, I'll tell you who I think is going to win it here in a minute, but Jade would be my wild card winner because, like, again, we don't know if she'll be in it for sure, but, you know, if she is, she'll get the most eliminations and she would be my wild card winner.
She is just my winner.
Jade's your winner? Okay.
I'm going to say Bailey's my wild card winner.
Okay.
Now, my wild card is very a wild card.
Okay.
And it's not Indy Hartwell.
Okay.
Mine's going to be Nikki Cross.
Nikki Cross. Okay.
She's not doing anything but just appearing.
Right.
Everywhere.
She was kind of like in the background of the women's tag match on Monday. She just kind of, it was like she was at the top of the ramp and just walked in front of the camera view for like a split second. That's all you saw of her.
Mm. Yep.
I'm going to say Becky's going to win.
You think Becky's going to win? Okay. All right. I'm actually going Bailey for my winner. Like, I don't know. I got a feeling about Bailey this year. Like, I want to see a change in character with Bailey. And I think something's going to happen either before the Rumble or slightly after that kind of poisons, almost kind of like a Batista evolution situation where he overhears Triple H talking shit about him. Like, I think something's going to happen where she's going to catch, whether she's using Google Translate or something like that, but she's going to catch EO and the Kabuki Warriors talking shit about her, and then that's gonna lead for her to kind of break away from them. So that's,
oh my god, you imagine that she wins and that she picks EO, right?
Yeah,
and they face each other at Mania, and then all of a sudden her old music plays.
Oh yeah, that'd be crazy.
The hugger music and then the wacky way they even play with two men.
Yeah, yeah,
that would pop huge.
The Bailey buddies.
I'm changing my pick.
Hey, she's my wild card pick. So,
all right. So you want Bailey to win instead of Jade? Is that what you're going with? Are you?
Yeah, I want. Yeah, I don't think she's gonna win.
All right. So you're still going. I'm gonna
stick with mine.
All right.
I think they're gonna push Jade like right to the top.
Okay.
And this is how they do
it. Okay. How about this for another one, Jason? Who's the final four?
Oh, that's a good one too. Damn, you're making me add extra props here.
Well, there is. I mean, there's okay. Final four, and then who's number one? Who's number 30?
Oh, damn it, Kevin! Fuck you.
You like them though. That's why you just said
I know, they're good. Like, I don't know why I didn't think of this myself. Like, I'm mad at myself more than anything. I'm mad at myself more than I'm mad at you. I guess I'll say that.
Okay, I'll say I think Bianca comes number one.
Okay.
And then I think Bailey's 30.
Okay. All right. So number one, Bianca for Kevin. And then Bailey's number 30. All right.
I'm going to go with Chelsea Green for number one.
I love that. That's good. Okay.
That's good. That's good.
They all hate her. And then I'm just going to go with Sasha Banks.
For 30?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one too. Oh, man. I want to pick something different, but Chelsea Green is so good. let me go with who's somebody that could... I like Bianca at number one, too. Like, both of those are good. Like, I could see Bianca and Chelsea being one and two. Who else is out there that would be a good... I could see Becky being number one.
Yeah,
go, especially she's going to last the longest. I think I could double dip with that. And then... Number 30, I mean, honestly, I was thinking Sasha, too. But watch it be somebody like... Watch it be somebody like Nia. I think Nia will come out number 30. And Becky will be in there the entire time. Then Nia will come out and eliminate her. The fresh Nia Jax at number 30. Okay. All right. I like that. And then do you guys want to try to do Final Four? Or do we really need to go that in depth?
Yeah, I'm going to say Bailey, Becky, Asuka.
At this point, my wild card to be in it is fucking Charlotte. Like, I feel like she's gonna pull a John Cena and just show up and be in the Rumble.
That'd be hilarious. All right. I'm gonna say Becky, Asuka, Bailey, and oops. Is Dakota Kai back yet?
No.
She's still hurt.
She's still hurt. I mean, she's there.
Or is she?
Yeah,
she could be a surprise. I'm going to say she's going to be a surprise and she'll be in the Final Four.
Okay.
Why not?
And then who was the other? Becky? Bailey. So wait.
No, not Dakota Kai.
Okay.
Becky, Bailey, Asuka, and... Jay Cargill.
Cargill, okay.
No, Bianca.
Oh my gosh.
Final answer.
I hope so. All right. Riley, what about you?
I'm just going to say a bunch of names. Okay. Well, I have to go with Jay because I'm going to win it.
Yeah, don't forget your winner.
I'm going to go with Becky, Bailey, and Nia.
Okay.
I was hoping you were going to not say your winner. And then you'd be like, oh, yeah, by the way, Jason, I'm changing my winner.
Yeah.
All right. So for me.
Can I change my first person?
No. All right. So for me, it's going
to
be.
Let's go back to the Logan Paul Kevin Owens match for a second.
What about it?
Nothing, just fucking with
Is it going to be clean match or is it going
to I got too much going on over here for you to fuck with me
what
right now.
What flavor prime does Logan Paul come out with? I'm going to say
the blue one.
Oh, you think the blue
one? We're not doing Logan Paul prop bets, okay? Like, all right. So mine will be Bailey. I'm going to say Jade. I don't think Becky will be in it. But
the Rumble?
No, I don't think she'll be in the Final Four. Like I said, I think as soon as Nia comes out, Becky's going over. Let's see. Bailey, Jade.
Now what about your Final Five?
Bianca, stop it. Bianca and Bailey, Jade, Bianca, and who's somebody else that they're like starting to like really. I think I'm gonna go with a wild card, Chelsea Green, because she's gonna survive somehow. Like probably like be because she got eliminated so quick the last time. I think she's gonna somehow
Under the ring.
last. Yeah.
She gonna do a Santina Marella?
Yeah, maybe like come out at the end and try to get the
Oh my
win.
God, that place pops. So when they came out and almost eliminated Del Rio,
Yep. Well, that's
oh
because
my God.
nobody wanted Del Rio to win.
Oh no,
It was like, remember when remember I
that was the 40-man rumble, remember?
No, the 40 man was the one that oh no, yeah, that was. Yeah, cuz yeah, Del Rio. That's right.
Yeah.
Cuz I just watched the one that Roman won, that The Rock came out at the end,
Oh yeah,
wherever, like basically Bryan
was in
Danielson
Philadelphia.
gets eliminated. Yes, that was in Philadelphia, which where WrestleMania is at, you know. Yeah. But Bryan gets eliminated, the whole place boos the shit out of everything. Like they booed the entire night after that. The only thing that they popped at was they did that same spot with Rusev. Rusev came out of nowhere and everybody was like, "Oh my God, Rusev is still
Oh
in
yeah.
it," and thought Rusev was gonna eliminate Roman, but then when Roman got the win, like then everybody just fucking booed the shit out of everything. Like you could see Rock's face when he's like holding Roman's arm up. He's like, oh, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah.
This didn't work. All right. So now we're on to the men's rumble. So the men's rumble, so we got the same format, same questions, right? Which we added a few. So let's go with the over under. I did six surprise entrants for the men's rumble. I'm gonna go under that though, because they have a
Yeah, I
pretty
will
stacked
too.
roster.
I'm gonna go under.
All right. And then let's see, who's gonna have the most eliminations in the men's rumble this year?
Gunther.
Gunther, all
Ooh.
right, that's a good one,
Ooh.
dude. Did you guys see the segment between Seth and Gunther when Seth came out and
Yes.
talked about his knee? I mean, that they painted a picture there that set up a possibility. Like they kind of like almost muddied the waters a little bit. Like now you're thinking, oh shit, is it gonna be Punk and Cody at WrestleMania and Gunther and Seth? Like they really kind of did a good job of like making you second guess what you've been thinking up to this point. Like I feel like Triple H like hears all the rumors and then he's like, okay, let's create a story that fucks up everybody's everybody's rumor and then changes the narrative.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Gunther as well.
All right. Well, I gotta be a little bit different here. I can't say Gunther. So I'm gonna say
Oh, you know what? Damian Priest.
Priest, okay.
The most
You
eliminations.
think Priest will get the diesel spot?
Yeah, but it won't be like anything crazy. It'd be like four or five or something like that, you know?
Okay. So I think most eliminations.
How many eliminations do the person with the most eliminations get?
Oh, no, we're not doing that. I feel like Lesnar's gonna be in it. So I'm gonna say Lesnar. Yeah.
Know if he's gonna be in or not.
You don't think so?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because this whole thing.
I don't think they're gonna pay any attention to that. Like I said, there's nothing in that actual lawsuit that says his name. Like I read through the whole thing, like his name's not in it at all. Everything else is just rumor. All right, fine. I won't fucking put Lesnar in it.
No, you can. I didn't mean to piss you off.
I'm just, I don't know. I'm just, all right. Well, who's
Again.
fucking Big Bronson Reed? I'm gonna go Bronson Reed. Big Bronson Reed will have the most eliminations. All
Don't
right.
want to
Yeah, he might not be, but whatever. All
He,
right.
I feel like he's got to be in it, but.
All right, so who will last the longest?
Cody Rhodes.
2 years in a row?
He didn't last the longest last year. He was number 30 last year,
Oh, that's
right?
right. Never mind. Gunther was. He won it. Yeah,
Yeah.
I think that's actually pretty. I think Cody's a good pick for that. Gunther lasted the longest last year by far. Because he set the record.
Yeah. Oof. I'm going to say Dominic.
Ooh, oh. Dirty Dom. All right.
Although I can see Dominic coming in at 30.
Yeah. Honestly, man, I think Cody was kind of who I was thinking for too, because I have a feeling Cody's going to be my number one. I think Cody's going to be number one. So I guess that's so Cody's number one for me. Who's number one for you guys?
Well, Dominic's going to be number two.
Okay.
I think Punk's going to be number one.
Punk. Okay.
Well, those were my two choices.
Well, I mean, you can still pick them. I mean, there's nothing stopping you if that's the way you really feel.
No, I'd like to be a little bit different. I'm just going to go with Finn Balor.
All right, I like that. Finn could definitely do it, and he could be one that could last long, too. All right. All right, and then who will draw the lucky number 30 for this year's Rumble?
Ah, that's a good one.
Brock Lesnar.
Fuck you. I'm putting that as your pick, whether you like it or not.
No. Oh, jeez. See, you know, I try to think of like surprises and stuff. You know,
I'm gonna go with Stone Cold Steve Austin.
What? I mean, that's a bold prediction right there.
Yeah,
I like it though.
I think they're gonna bring him back, and I think they're gonna have CM Punk versus Stone Cold at WrestleMania.
Interesting. Okay. All right.
I'm gonna say Damian Priest.
You think Priest will be number 30?
Yeah, they'll come and start eliminating people like crazy.
Well, apparently Punk's gonna be number 5, so I'm not gonna say him. I'm trying to think of somebody.
How do you know that?
He apparently posted something on Instagram. It was just the number 5, and then he deleted it a couple minutes later.
Oh. Well, fuck. I gotta change mine. You're my number 1.
Well, I mean, that's... But again, you know, who knows what that really meant. I mean, that's not for sure what that meant. He could just be throwing people off. My number 30 is gonna be... Brock Lesnar.
I knew it.
All right. So the final four. So it's got to be Cody. I feel like it's got to be Punk, unless one of them gets eliminated earlier. I think Priest could be in there. Could be Cody, Punk, Priest, and Balor. Is that too predictable? Or maybe Shinsuke, or that's a tough.
So
that's a tough
I'm gonna
one.
I'm gonna say Gunther, Punk,
Gunther.
Road, Cody, and I'll say Priest.
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of thinking the same thing. I almost feel like I can't have Gunther in it now because you said that, and I would have the exact same thing as you.
Well, mine's the exact same, except I'm going to take out Priest and put in Shinsuke. All
right, so Gunther.
I'm still here.
Punk and Cody. And I kind of think Shinsuke too, so I'll leave Priest in and say Shinsuke, so at least it's a little bit different. All right, and then Kevin went off camera. Can you still hear us though, Kevin?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, I had to.
All right, so who is your biggest surprise? Who do you think will be a surprise entrant in the men's Royal Rumble?
I've got mine. You guys didn't come prepared at all.
No, let's go, Riley. What is
it? Yeah, I think Cardona.
Matt Cardona, I like that.
Oh, that's a good one.
I think that I think that's very likely to happen. But we predicted that last year, and it didn't happen though either. But,
yeah.
And he always teases shit on his social media every year during the Royal Rumble, like purposely to fuck with people, and then he never shows up. But this could be the year he actually does, because he's not as hot on the indie scene as he was like about 6-8 months ago.
I really want to say Nick Gage. I think that would be awesome. No. You just said it, indie people, and that's what I thought.
Yeah.
I'm going to... Oh, man. I'm just trying to think. I don't know if he...
I mean, I would say if Stone Cold showed up at number 30, that would be a bigger surprise than Matt Cardona, personally. But...
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I'm not going to take... I'm not going to lose points. I'm just going to, like, okay. Play the field.
I gotcha. I like it.
I just don't know if there's going to be anything crazy just because of the whole thing. I think the possibility of Punk or Cody or, you know, Gunther.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say, like, Nick Aldis.
Nick Aldis, isn't it?
Will be in it. Yeah.
All right. So this
if
is...
He's kind of... if he's in it, then I bet Adam Pearce is in it, too.
So this is where I was kind of going with a bold prediction, but I'm just going to put it in as my surprise. And this is way out there, but hear me out. I think there's going to be this is what I think would be the coolest scenario if it happened. Okay. So let's say there's a point of the match when there's maybe four people in there, Cody, Punk, two other people, they eliminate the other two people and they go face to face, just like they were on Monday Night Raw. So you got Cody and Punk face to face, and then all of a sudden you see the 5, 4, 3, 2, and then all of a sudden some music hits. I don't know what the music's going to be right just yet, but three letters appear on the Titantron: MJF, and the place fucking goes nuts, and Cody and Punk are the two guys that know him and can sell his appearance the best because of the history they have with him. But how freaking cool would that be if that played out that way?
That would be pretty cool. I can't deny that.
So that's my surprise. MJF will be in the Royal Rumble this year.
Really?
Yep. So? That's what I'm saying. That's my surprise. That's what I'm going with. It's a bold prediction.
I think there's a better
surprise.
I think there's a better chance of Ken Shamrock being in it.
That's gonna be a good surprise too. All right, who's the wild card winner? I think my wild card winner is gonna be Gunther.
He's a wild card to win it?
I mean, in a way, because he just, I don't know. I guess that's not. He's not who I think's going to win. He's just going to be... He's your actual winner?
Yeah, he's winning. All
right.
Yeah, he was mine too.
All right.
That's like me saying, oh, Cody Rhodes is going to win it, but my wild card is CM Punk.
Okay, I'll take Gunther off there. Matt Cardona is my wild... No.
My wild card is Dominic.
Ooh, that's good, Riley.
My wild card is R-Truth.
That's more like a Joker.
Yeah. He'll actually be in it this year and somehow win the Royal Rumble and dedicate the match to Nick and Tom Mysterio.
So my wild card is Priest.
All right.
But I think Gunther's going to win it. So because
we,
I think...
We all picked Judgment Day members to be wild card winners.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Dude, I'm saying Cody's going back to back. I think everything else that's happening is just to distract us from everything. But I like just to throw everybody off the scent because there's stories coming out now. Oh, Cody was told by Triple H that he's not finishing the story this year at WrestleMania and all this other shit. Like I'm saying all that is bullshit and it's fugazi just to fuck with everybody and throw everybody off the track that Cody is going to win and go back to back. He's going to go to WrestleMania. He's going to face Roman Reigns for the second year in a row. Maybe the Rock factor's in there somewhere, some way, somewhere down the line. But I really feel like Cody is going to end up winning it. So I'm going Cody Rhodes.
So I agree with you as far as, like, I hope a lot of this stuff is to throw people off, because that's, I love that better. Unpredictability. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I hate. But I will defend the possibility of those three matches. You know, the three matches that are rumored are Roman and The Rock, and Gunther and Rollins, and then Punk versus Cody. So why those might not be bad is because, like, what's Gunther going to do at WrestleMania? You know what I mean? As of right now, if he doesn't win the Rumble and doesn't have a title, world title match, you know what I mean? So I guess defending that, like, if Triple H has so much invested in him, which he does, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. He's his next world champion, because Seth's obviously going to be done after Mania for a while.
Yeah.
Is my guess. Plus, then you got the marquee matchup. You know what I mean? Like, Punk versus Cody would be a great matchup. And then you got your Rock versus Roman match. So that's why I would defend that. You know what I mean? But, you know.
With all of that, where does Damian Priest cash in?
Right. I mean, I honestly thought he was going to cash in on Seth on Raw. I was a little bit surprised that he didn't, to be honest. But so
yeah, unless there's something off the wall. I mean, how Damian?
All right.
The way that will work is if, like yours, Jason, comes true and Cody challenges Roman.
Yeah.
And then. Somebody faces Seth, and then Damian cashes in.
I mean, Damian still has till May when the Money in the Bank is. So he still has a little bit of time after WrestleMania to cash in. So it's not a foregone conclusion that he has to cash in before Mania or after. He can still hold on to it for a little bit longer. You know.
Can you see him cashing in on Gunther?
Yeah. I don't know. Like, kind of like what Austin Theory did when he cashed in to win the U.S. Championship.
Yep.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I guess that could be a scenario. Maybe something happens and Gunther is laid out. Like, Gunther has a match with Kofi Kingston on the Raw after the Royal Rumble. Dude, I got to tell you, I don't know if you guys saw the interaction between Imperium and New Day. I love fired up Kofi Kingston, dude. Like that whole thing with him and Woods reminded me a lot of the Kofi Mania run, dude. There's nothing better than pissed off, fired up Kofi Kingston. Like, why they don't lean into that more, I don't know. But dude, he is such a more dynamic character, and he gets such a buy in from the audience. And maybe it's because of his longevity, how long he's been there, but he gets such a buy in from the audience when he fires up like that. I love it, man. I want more of that.
Dude, that spot they did Monday was insane.
Yeah, yeah. They did a few things that were insane. I mean, the table spot, but even some of the stuff before that, like, the, you know, it was crazy. But, all right. Well, hey, let's do this real quick before we wrap up. I know we're kind of running, we hit our hour mark, and I do want to finish the show up. But there's another podcast that I have some interaction with called Wallop Media. They do a show called Wednesday Night Wallop, but they have a Royal Rumble pool, and it's a point based thing. I thought we would kind of try to all come to a consensus and fill it out as a podcast and kind of submit one entry and see how we do against other people that are filling out this poll. So, the first one.
Yeah. All three of us agreeing on the same thing. Yes.
The first one I'm willing to concede. So the first one is the men's Rumble winner, and it's worth 15 points. The two of you both said Gunther, which I'm totally fine with. So I can switch off of my pick if you guys want to go with Gunther for the men's Rumble winner.
I mean, I'm fine with Cody because I definitely could see Triple H swerving people.
Okay. What about you, Ray? You still stuck on Gunther?
Yep. No, I'm just kidding. I'll switch to Cody. Okay.
You want to go more the safe bet and go Cody? Oh,
yeah. I'll follow you guys.
Okay. All right. On the women's Rumble side, we all had different picks, right? So we had Bayley, we had Becky, we had Jade. So I mean, I'm good with saying any of them. I think you could make a strong case for Bayley. I think for Jade, it's going to be a debut, but I don't know if she's going to win it. But she very well could. Like, I could see her being number 30 and just throwing out everybody and winning it and pointing the WrestleMania sign. Like, I could totally see a scenario where that happens. So I'm fine with either going either way. I know Bayley's kind of a long shot. I think she's a sentimental favorite, which means she'll probably last till like the final two and end up getting thrown out. But I don't know. What do you guys think?
I mean, I like Becky.
You like Becky?
Yeah.
You go with that, Kev?
Yeah, I agree. I'll concede to Riley for this one.
All right.
Wait, wasn't she your pick?
Did I pick Becky?
Yeah, you did.
Oh.
All right. I'm trying to spell last names. Rhodes is Rhodes. Lynch is Lynch, right?
Yes.
All right. So in the men's match, who will be the first competitor eliminated?
Even though I picked him to go the longest, it'd probably be Dominic.
Well, I was thinking along those lines. I was thinking JD McDonagh.
That's who I was thinking too, JD. That's a
good one. All right, go JD. Okay.
Oh, speaking of like somebody like the stuff William Gacy is doing on NXT.
Good stuff. Yeah.
Oh my god, the old school jacket, I love it.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
Yeah. Dude, and the Wolf Dogs still continue to be entertaining.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, like
Bron Breakker coming back out in color.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody said that, like, whoever said somebody going back to NXT is a bad thing or whatever. Like, Baron Corbin's just like thriving like crazy.
Yeah. He really has been. It's been, and the whole Trick Mello thing has been a lot of fun to watch too. Man, they're cooking on NXT. The Chase U stuff's even been entertaining. The demise of Chase U and all that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, who's the first woman eliminated from the Rumble?
Chelsea Green.
Yeah.
You think so? Okay. Are you in agreement with that, Riley?
Yep.
All right.
It's good. It's funny.
All right, and then the men's number 30 entrant, we were all over the place on that. We had some wild things. I really don't think it's going to be Stone Cold, Riley. No offense. I think that one's way out there. So
you just wait.
So I said, I honestly, man, I could see Gunther being number 30, honestly, because he was the Iron Man of the last year's Rumble, so maybe this year he comes out fresh at number 30. I mean, an argument could be made for Priest too, but
let's pick somebody who's not. Jeez.
Otis. I'm just kidding.
How about Dominic?
Dominic draws number 30. I don't know. He's young. I feel like that spot's usually held for like. How about Orton? Oh no, Orton's in the Fatal Four Way.
I'm just saying, but like that's like the perfect heel spot.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
I'm okay with putting Dominic, unless you got a better idea, Riley.
No, I don't. You heard my 30, so.
Yeah, that's true. How you spell Mysterio? Is it MYS?
TERIO.
And Dominic's just DOM. Should I put Tom and Nick instead of Dominic? Do you think they even think that's funny?
We would.
I'm just going to put that there and see if they notice. Women's Rumble entrant number 30. I think we all had somebody different for that too. Riley said Sasha, which I kind of thought Sasha too. But then I ended up going with Nia to be different. And then, Kevin, you said Bayley. So do we think Sasha would be a good person to put there, or do you want to put somebody else?
You almost, I mean, I don't know, you almost have to like put somebody you know is going to be in it.
Yeah. What do you think, Riley?
I would stick with Sasha.
Okay.
All
right.
I'm good. I mean, I'm good with that.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I say Sasha or Nia.
I'd say Sasha. I mean, a lot of people might not think that she is even going to come back.
All right. Men's Rumble, last person eliminated.
Punk.
Punk last eliminated? Okay. I like that. You like that, Riley?
Yeah, I agree.
All right. How about in the women's, who would be the last eliminated?
Who do we pick to win that one?
We picked...
Becky, right?
Becky, yeah.
So Bailey.
Bailey, yeah.
Bailey, okay. All right. Hey, watch it be the opposite. Watch Becky lose to Bailey eliminated here. Men's Rumble, Iron Man. Riley and I both said Cody. Kevin said Dirty Dom.
I say Cody.
Just stick with Cody? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and then the women's Iron Man. I said Becky. Kevin said Bianca, which honestly, that might be the best bet. Riley said Jade Cargill.
Yeah, I don't like mine anymore. I would have changed it a long time ago if I could. So I'm good with Bianca. All
right. How do you spell Bianca?
B-I-A-N-C-A.
B-L-A-I-R. Okay. All right. The least time in the match for the men's Royal Rumble. Who will have the least amount of time in the match? Who's the bookwhacker?
R-Truth.
Okay. You like that, Riley?
I don't. But I'll go with it.
Whoa! Do you have somebody else in mind that you could throw out there that might work?
Oh, I would have thrown JD into that as well.
JD would be a good one for that one too.
I just like R-Truth.
I mean, R-Truth is typically not even in them, so it's hard to say truth because the one time he went to get in it, but then he pulled out a ladder.
Well, there you go. If he's not in it, he's at least amount.
Yeah. Well, and then there was the other time where he went out and then Nia attacked him from behind and then took his spot.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
What if Rhea did that? What if like something happened? Well, no, she would have to lose her title.
Dude, what if R-Truth? What if R-Truth is number one and is in the final four?
That'd be crazy. I don't know. All right, we'll say R-Truth, but I don't know. I just for lack of not having anybody better. Women's least amount of time. It was Chelsea last Rumble. So is it going to be Chelsea again, or do you think it'll be somebody else? Maybe it'd be like Nikki Cross because she would just like stand there and somebody will throw her out.
I think it's going to be Chelsea again. Chelsea. I don't know why.
Chelsea in and out for the second year in a row. That would be funny. I could see that.
Like she's going to start number one and whoever comes out number two is just going to, like, hit her once and she's going to fall over the top and that's it.
Yeah. All right. You want to go Chelsea?
Yeah, I'm fine with
that. Okay. All right. Men's Rumble Final Four. I think we, you know, pretty much almost had a consensus that it would be probably Gunther, Punk, Cody. So do we want to do Priest or Shinsuke for the last one?
I'm good with either one.
Yeah, I don't know about Shinsuke.
So Priest?
Yeah.
Oh, I was just speaking in general. I just don't know about Shinsuke. No. All
right, and then the women's final four, we had a combination of Becky, Asuka, Belair, Bailey, Jade, Chelsea. I had Chelsea Green, but we put her as the quickest, so we can't have her in there. So, Cargill, Becky, Bailey, Nia, or Becky, Asuka, Belair, Bailey.
The first one.
Jade Cargill, Becky, Bailey, and Nia Jax. Does that sound good for everybody?
The only one I would say is if we think Sasha's going to be in it, it'd be Sasha, Bailey, Becky, and Asuka.
Yeah, that'd be a good one too. But we're not. Yeah, I mean, we're gonna.
We don't know.
There's gonna be surprise entrance here too.
I mean, yeah, I guess we don't know Jade's gonna be in it, so
yeah,
right.
So you could go with.
Do you want me to take Nia? Asuka instead of... So I put Asuka in instead of Jade. So Asuka, Bailey, yeah. Becky. Okay. How do you spell Asuka? A-U-S-K-A?
A-S-U-K-A.
A-S-U-K-A. All right. Bailey, Becky Lynch, Nia Jax. How do you spell Jax? I'm just kidding. All right. And then men's surprise entrance. I think Cardona would be a good one to put on there because it can't be anybody that's on the Raw or SmackDown roster. It says may not be on Raw or SmackDown roster. So I guess an NXT person could be listed. But I think Matt Cardona would be a good one to have on there. But who would be the second one?
Well, I mean, if it's NXT, it's going to be Carmelo Hayes.
Yeah.
Which, well, I don't like that they do this SmackDown part with Carmelo and then have another thing on NXT.
Yeah, I mean, you could almost say that Carmelo's on the SmackDown roster now, so I don't know if that would be – I don't know if we should put that just because he's technically, I guess, on the SmackDown roster.
I don't think he technically is.
What about not Booker T, but King Booker?
King Booker. What about – what about Ken Shamrock? That's one, or X-Pac. Those have both been ones that have been rumored. So how about either of those? Backlund? No, not Bob Backlund. Bob Backlund's like 90.
You see that today?
No.
On Pat McAfee show, Paul Heyman was on there, and AJ Hawk asked him about, they're talking about surprise entrance. He says, "What about Bob Backlund?" It was great.
All right, so I don't know. You want to go with Ken Shamrock or X-Pac?
Let's go X-Pac.
X-Pac? Good with that, Riley?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, women's surprises. I think Sasha Banks.
Naomi.
Yeah. That's not...
We haven't brought her up at all.
Yeah. She was wrestling tonight on TNA.
Was she?
Yeah.
I mean, she could still be in it, though. They've had TNA wrestlers before, so even if she still sticks with TNA, they could put her in it. So Naomi could be one. I mean, I guess Jade Cargill would technically, because she's not a part of the Raw or SmackDown roster, so we could say Sasha and Jade Cargill, and that would be a safe bet.
Yeah.
You good with that, Riley?
Yeah.
All right. All right, who's winning the Universal Champ? Oh, that Roman. And then we all said Logan Paul. So, all right, I'm going to have them send me a copy of the responses and submit. So we have entered into the Wednesday Night Wallop poll. So guys over at Wednesday Night Wallop, hopefully you're listening and you enjoyed that. And I'll make sure to let you know on Twitter or on X that we joined it. But we'll see how the Gimmick Minute Wrestling Podcast goes up against everybody else that's in the Wallop Media Royal Rumble pool. So, but that's all I got for today's episode. I know we're a little bit over. Hopefully, audio is good on this. I know we switched back to our old way of recording because there were some issues with Kevin's voice overlapping the rest of us. So, hopefully, that is not the case now. With how we're doing the recording. So hopefully everybody's hearing this. It is loud and clear and there are no problems. Please feel free to reach out to me. Let me know. I know a few people that listen to the show have my personal phone number, but other people can reach me on X at Live Your Gimmick. My DMs are open. Just give me a heads up if there are any audio issues. But I think doing it this way should fix that problem. And hopefully we can get, you know, the other side sorted out and get back to doing it that way, because I like that format a little bit better. But here we are. But do you guys have anything else before we close this out?
Yeah, I want to change all my picks.
Oh, fuck. Okay, we can do that off air then. hey, thank you guys for listening to this week's episode of the show. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Hopefully everybody enjoys the Royal Rumble. I personally cannot wait. I'm super excited. The Royal Rumble, like I said, my favorite time of the year. So, you know, everybody, you know, be ready, be watching. I think Kevin might be coming over to the house to watch it, so we'll be able to watch it together. Riley, you'll be there in spirit. And, you know, we'll see how many of our predictions come true. So until next week, for Kevin and Riley, my name is Jason from the Gimmick Minute Red Wrestling Podcast, reminding all of you beautiful smarks out there to be a fan and always live your gimmick. Goodbye, everybody. Enjoy the Rumble.
Don't shit on it.
God damn it.
Too soon. Too soon.